This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Scott Bennett and Michael J. We're guest hosting on the Power Hour today, July 3rd, 2018. And it is always an honor to be with you on the Power Hour. It is such an exceptionally produced show. We're very, very pleased every time we're invited to come on because the producers are so professional in the music, in the advertisements, and we've been blessed by some of the just the wonderful people and personalities associated with the radio station. So I just wanted to give people the encouragement that when they donate to the Power Hour, you're producing an excellent major radio broadcast that I think is ascending to a position of superiority over the mainstream media. I mean, you look around the radio today and the TV today, no one holds a candle to some of the discussions and the minds that appear on the Power Hour and some of the other alternative media. So we are standing up as conservative Americans, as Christian Americans, as God-fearing, God-loving American patriots who love our country and love our Constitution. And we are here today to talk about that and all sorts of other things. We're going to have Paul Preston with us at the 2 o'clock in an hour from now. And we'll be talking about the new California, the phenomenon of separating California into two states that is being driven by voters and counties in California because they are rejecting the mandatory vaccines, the chemtrail pollution, the homosexual, transgender, lesbian educational agenda that they are pushing through schools like the San Ramon Valley School District up here in the Bay Area of Northern California. Californians are tired of all of this. So we've been creating a new state of California through grievances and creating town hall meetings and community county groups and just inviting citizens. If you want a new state that is reflective of the 1789 Constitution, where that's it, that's all, that Constitution is the law of the land, nothing else, not the federal monstrosity of government that has developed over the last 200 years, but instead the basic founding fathers, America, then the only way to do it is to create a new state and do it legally and constitutionally, and we're doing that. And Paul Preston is leading the charge, so we're very excited. Michael J. is with us, too. Michael J. and I were reading a grievance this morning in Martinez, California, and reading it very boldly, and Mike's going to comment on that. And then we went to San Francisco, where I had a press TV debate. And this is the Iranian television state media, and it's fascinating. I know it's sort of difficult or hard for some people to understand this, but the Iranian media has so many Americans on it that tell the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, and they're never guided, they're never scripted, they're simply, Mr. Bennett, please comment. Mr. Fetzer, please comment. Mr. Dean, please comment. All of these people that you follow in the alternative media are invited to Press TV to speak the truth about America, the American people, and what is good that we need to advance. And we keep Trump in our prayers, but also on his toes. We're not here to back everything that Trump is doing. If we believe it's wrong or unrighteous or is designed to entrap him or hurt him, we're here to police him and inspire him and pray for him, but say, hey, don't go over here. Keep on this side of the line, because if you are fooled or deceived into going this way or doing this attack or engaging in these actions, you are going to be hurting America and all of us. So we're here to stand with Trump, but also oversee him and make sure he, as our president, is doing what American citizens want. And I learned today from Press TV when I was debating the liberal Democrat Hillary Clinton journalist Brent Badowski, who gave materials, incidentally, to John Podesta and the Clinton Foundation, the Clinton machine, I learned from Press TV that the American government, the American government is using American taxpayer dollars to pay off American companies in Iran to stop them from doing business in Iran, to pull them back, to cancel their contracts. So the American citizens are giving money to companies like Coca-Cola or Microsoft or any American company that is looking or was looking to do business and contracts in Iran, like Boeing and such. Now the American taxpayer is giving their money to private companies because the government is trying to pull them out. And I think that's illegal. I think it's unconstitutional. I think it's very dangerous. And I think it's against everything the American people want, because they do not want a war or a conflict with Iran. And this is just simply economic war. And it's absolutely foolish, because Iran is not the enemy of the United States. The Saudi Arabian Wahhabis are. Those are the ones that rape boys in Sweden. Those are the ones that throw acid in women's faces. Those are the ones that behead women. The Wahhabi Saudi Arabians, not the Iranians. And I can say that with authority because I was in Iran and I met with them, as many other Americans did about a month ago. So we're going to pass it over to Michael J. Let me open us up in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day to speak to Americans. We ask your blessing on the Power Hour. We ask every word we say and every thought we have is from you and gives glory to your Son, Jesus Christ, and you, our Father in heaven. Give us the Holy Spirit to speak today with wisdom. Amen. Michael J., I'm going to hand it to you, my friend.
Hey, thank you, brother. You know, while you were talking about the Power Hour they are part of this movement in America that has been raised up by Americans, people that love America, people that remember the love they had and the Pledge of Allegiance, aligning ourselves with the dreams of what America has been about. That is, my country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, and pledging allegiance for a country that believes in liberty and justice for all. This is the America that we grew up in, many of us, and we want that country back. And I think that what's happening with these different radio broadcasts of truth tellers and whistleblowers is we're involved, Scott, in a nationwide intervention. We've come to realize that many Americans were seduced and addicted to fake news from the CNN and ABC and MSNBC and CBS and Time Magazine and all these, the Washington Post, or somebody calls it the Washington Compost, or the New York Slime. We are intervening. We are doing an intervention for other Americans to call them out of their addiction to fake news, the deceptive narrative, and into the truth about America being in a place of the valley of decision right now, to choose another path, because we've been led by sociopaths. We've been led by the Bush, Clinton, Obama crime cabal. We've been led by Zionists. So I want to point out that you can't be a Christian and a Zionist at the same time. It's biblically impossible unless you are willing to accept the lies. Unless you're willing to reject the word of God, you cannot be a Christian Zionist, because Zionists are by their own confession, they are not people that believe in the faith of Abraham. They don't believe in the Torah. They don't promote what the Torah, the law and the prophets promote. They promote something which is a cult that believes in the Talmud, which came out of Babylon. Has nothing to do with the Bible or the Word of God. And these people are involved in, they were involved in 9/11. They were intimately involved in murdering those people in the Twin Towers. They were intimately involved in promoting this horrendous terror war that was started back then, so that we could accomplish what was called taking down seven nations in 5 years, that was revealed to Wesley Clark. Now, we are not, as Americans, in agreement with the cult that calls themselves the children of God over there in the state of Israel. This is not anti-Semitism, because their own People have revealed the truth about the Khazarian nation, that they have no Semitic blood in most of these people that came out of Khazaria and Ukraine. They have nothing to do with biblical Semitic blood tribes, but 95% of the people in Palestine were Semitic, and they're being murdered by this cult. So the reality is we're in an intervention for America to call America back to the truth, back to righteousness, out of confusion, and out of making commitments designed by a neurolinguistic programming on the part of the fake stream media, the Mockingbird Press. We are calling people to a place where they understand why America has been fractured. And so I think we should look at what we were doing with President Professor Fetzer on Monday on Truth Versus News, in talking about the movement in America that's got so many people in a frenzy, in a hysterical frenzy, trying to promote some kind of deception operation that wants to pin the laws that were passed by Bill Clinton and Barack Obama that are right now, they need to be enforced, but they are not being enforced in the same way that Bill Clinton and Obama were enforcing them, because they put so many other people, so many other young people in these camps and whatever, because they were separating them from their parents. And a lot of people think that ICE, you know, the immigration service, that they're the ones that separate the children from their parents. No, that's the Border Patrol. ICE goes in and finds people already in America that are here illegally. They are criminals, and they're trying to continue in their criminality. And that's why the Democrats, who want all these illegal aliens to vote, that's why the Democrats are so so enraged about ICE. Scott?
Yeah, that's a good good starting point. The you know, I've said it before, President Trump needs to say publicly in these rallies, when the Democrats and the liberals and these pro, you know, anti-American, pro-Hispanic, pro-Mexican, pro-Central American, pro-immigrant groups are, and let's be really honest, they're encouraging immigration from, like Trump had said, a lot of these shithole countries that really don't have their act together, never had. They've been just a long, sad tale of revolution and chaos and political buggery and you know, kleptocracy and all of this stuff. All of these Central American countries, Honduras, Nicaragua, El Salvador. And we'll be back after the break, and we'll continue the conversation. Stay with us. This is Michael Jay and Scott Bennett on show on the Power Hour, being guests of the new one.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Scott Bennett and Michael Jay coming back on the Power Hour. And one of the things we wanted to always invite people to do is go to the website that gives sort of a background and understanding of who we are, where we've come from, what we work on. And the best way to understand some of the events that are going around in Washington right now with the Department of Justice, the FBI, the Clinton Foundation, the ongoing exposures, to understand a lot of that and see what's coming in the future that will be unraveled, that will be brought into court and brought into the Congress, is the story and the reports of shell game and terrorist financing. And Mike here, Mike is still on, so you may want to mute that.
Sorry, brother.
All people can go to shellgamewhistleblower.com, www.shellgamewhistleblower.com, or Google Shell Game by Scott Bennett. And it is the report that we submitted in 2012 that described the Union Bank of Switzerland, Clinton Foundation, Eric Holder, Lanny Brewer, Loretta Lynch, Department of Justice, Department of State, conspiracy to finance mercenary operations using Swiss banks, HSBC, which was connected to Comey, in Libya, in Syria, and elsewhere. So what we're seeing unfold right now, we reported and knew about in 2012 and reported it. And we've reported it, and the documents are all there that people can verify. So they can go to shellgamewhistleblower.com, and you'll see what's coming out. You'll see the WikiLeaks cables. You'll see the ties to Hillary Clinton and Eric Holder and Lanny Brewer and the Department of Justice and the conspiracy to hide all of this. And that really was one of the motivating factors of this deep state invention of a false Russian narrative. because as Paul Preston talked about, and he'll come on at 2 o'clock and talk about it a little bit more, Paul Preston and I disclosed Shell Game to the American public largely in 2015. And President Vladimir Putin and the Russian media had heard about it because I immediately got calls to come on and do radio interviews and TV interviews. And when I went on Peter Lavelle's Crosstalk, which is essentially like the 60 Minutes of Russia, and told the story of Shell Game and Brad Birkenfeld and Union Bank of Switzerland and terrorist financing and the Clinton Foundation, when I did that, immediately they started scrambling to invent a Russian narrative. Now, I don't think that's coincidental. I think it's a response. So as we dig into this revelations of the FBI and the Department of Justice and John Brennan and all of Susan Rice and all of these people, this cabal of colorful criminals that was Hillary Clinton's following that expected her to be elected, when all of these people are more and more exposed, and this has been put right at the throat of Trey Gowdy and Gates and Ron DeSantis and all of these people associated with the Congressional Intelligence, Judiciary, Armed Services Committees, all of this is coming out. And all of this is verifiable, and the documents are there. So I just wanted to put this out to say to people, this is one of the reasons, the Shell Game report is one of the reasons, as well as WikiLeaks and all of the WikiLeaks revelations, which we put into the Shell Game report, and some of the Snowden revelations, but really WikiLeaks. All of that was what caused this panic in the deep state to try and invent a false Russian narrative. And that is coming apart at the seams. That's being exposed as a complete lie. And you see that more and more. You'll see it even more because Rosenstein knows this, and Comey knows this, and Mueller knows this, and Andrew McCabe knows this, and Peter Strzok knows this, and Ginny Rhee knows this. All of that is coming out, and the American Congress, I think, very easily will impeach these people and criminally charge them and possibly execute some of them for treason if all of this is really exposed the way we intend to expose it. Me, myself, who was one of the authors. So I'm going to carry this right to the House and say this is not just a criminal charge. These people are guilty of the deaths of American service members. And they should be executed for treason because of it. Not just given the rest of their life in jail, but this is a Nuremberg hearing event. What Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama did in financing terrorism requires the death penalty under treason. But we'll see as more and more this goes forward. Go ahead, Mike.
You know, Scott, you and Paul Preston were actually involved in a process that included releasing a video that somehow we found out it was viewed in Russia, and right after that, Russia decided to go into Syria.
That's right. That's exactly what happened. Right after that interview, that video, a month later, I was on Russian TV media, and after that, President Putin went into Syria and started gathering all the terrorist financing, banks, and documents, and shutting off the financial flows. I wonder where he got that idea. We will continue after the break, and we will jump right into what's happening in America that every American citizen should be proud of, and that is standing up for the truth and watching these liars scatter into darkness. And we need to stand on our Constitution and our rights, and tomorrow is the day we celebrate it. Stay.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump has been busy on Twitter. He sent out a tweet earlier today saying he interviewed 4 very impressive people
regarding his nominee for the Supreme Court of the United States. Former Godfather's Pizza CEO Herman Cain said there's one thing in common of everyone that President Trump interviewed.
They are constitutionalists. The Democrats are trying to shift the subject and talk about specific cases from the past. The president has stated he's not interested in trying to put someone on that's going to revisit a case from the past. And here's something that the Democrats seem to forget about. You don't revisit a case from the past unless somebody sues from the present.
Heavy rains forecast for northern Thailand could worsen flooding in a cave where 12 boys and their soccer coach are waiting to be rescued. The 13 people disappeared when flooding trapped them in a cave they were exploring after a soccer game. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Scott Bennett and Michael Jay on show on the Power Hour coming back, and we're going to jump right back into some of the subjects we were talking about. You know, Michael Jay, I'm going to hand it back to you because I was starting to talk, and I want to give you a chance before we jump into these some of these events that we see happening on. I want to say one thing, however. There just came out a story that everybody needs to kind of keep their mind on that just came out today, and that is that in Europe, in France, there was a alleged bomb plot that was thwarted by a Mujahideen Khalik organization, MKO. Now, this is very significant because what has happened was in France, they were having this meeting in Paris for this anti-Iran group of Iranian, you know, organizations or something like that. That basically it was the same as the Iraqi group that was backing the invasion of Iraq. If you recall, before the Iraq War, you had a small group of exiled Iraqi people, allegedly, that were used to foment the war against Iraq and the U.S. intervention. Well, now you've got a similar group being propped up in Paris, and Rudy Giuliani went to this group and gave a speech and was, you know, rattling the saber of anti-Iranianism and blah, blah, blah. And what's happened now is you've had a car that was pulled over with an Iranian diplomat in it, and you found miraculously a detonation device and 500 grams of explosive in the car. So this diplomat's been arrested, and they're calling it, you know, a bomb plot, and the Iranians are responding that this is ridiculous and baseless, and that this is a false flag attack that's come out just as the Iranians are coming over to meet with the Vienna, meet in Vienna with the Austrian political leaders, which, as you know, are one of the few European countries that are rejecting all of these refugees being flooded into Europe. So I would say the Israeli Zionist elements and the U.S. CIA are trying to invent a false flag to blame it on Iran to try and disrupt the Iranian conversation with the Austrian government, which is, hey, we're not your enemy. We're not flooding your country full of refugees. The Saudi Arabians are, and the other Wahhabists in Northern Africa. So this is part of this drama that's unfolding that we need to be very cognizant and aware of, because if we let these things get away, we're going to have another major false flag event that justifies the U.S. false war into Syria or Iran, and Americans don't want that, and I don't think they'll tolerate it. And if Trump falls in this direction, like he's done before, if he steps in this direction, he could have very serious negative political repercussions. So we always want to warn him against that. Go ahead, Michael J.
Well, you know, this sounds just like the Iranian version of the Syrian false flag, where they were accusing Syria of gassing their own people just when Syria was starting to clean house and get rid of the bad guys. Then they got Trump to fire a whole bunch of cruise missiles into Syria. And it's so ridiculous that Iran could be accused of driving around with explosives and a detonation device in England. The reality is that Iran has always wanted peace. Iran has not had an aggressive war with another nation since 1775. Okay, we've had over 200 aggressive wars with other nations. And what we're looking at is that the false flag operations that have been done by the Mossad and the CIA, that these are what are used to distract, what are used to paint with a black brush somebody else, and they're actually accusing them of what they themselves are guilty of doing. Like, Iran didn't have anything to do with blowing up the World Trade Center, but the United States and Israel certainly did, and Saudi Arabia. And that truth is coming out. Iran didn't send a missile into the Pentagon and have internal explosives in the Pentagon and in the World Trade Center. But Israel had access to those areas. And Iran is an innocent nation, but it's not under the control of the New World Order, the noxious worldly odor. The issue is Iran doesn't need the World Bank. Iran doesn't need their one world money system. And Iran is not submitting to the Vatican or to the fake Israel. And so they are a trouble to the New World Order. I'm wanting Mr. Trump, a.k.a. President Trump, to keep his promises. If Iran has a deep state, then President Trump can work with Iran just like he went over to work with Kim Jong-un to get him set free from the deep state and those generals that were running the show and get an agreement. If Iran wants to get an understanding with President Trump, let Iran invite him over to Iran to say, come on, Help us to get rid of the deep state. If you think there are bad guys here, come on over here. Let's have a conversation. Let's come and let's reason together, like it said in Isaiah. Okay? Come now. Let's reason together in chapter 1. If your sins are as scarlet, they'll be white as snow. If they're red like crimson, they will be as wool. Iran is willing to do that. You know this, Scott. Iran is about a nation that enjoys peace, peace that honors human life. Iran was the one, the nation that spoke out in the 70s and 80s about the homosexuals and the homosexual agenda being promoted by the Zionists.
Yeah.
And that's when they started getting aggressive against Iran, and the Zionists started promoting gay pride parades all over the world when Iran was saying you shouldn't do this.
That's right. God. That's right. It was a powerful truth. These gay pride parades that were sprouting up over the 70s were pushed by certain Zionist Israeli elements in different capitals across Europe. The moment the Iranians had just come out and said, this is wrong, this is a danger to society, this is a corrosive, this is a poison that must not be taken in as part of a culture of any nation, of any people. And they were absolutely right. Jesus Christ says the same thing. Yes, you love the sinner and you want to heal them with the gospel of Christ and the gospel of God and salvation, but you do not let the lies of the devil and every lie of lifestyle and corrosion infect the lives of your children through education or in your entertainment or any sort of political law. You do not allow the recognition of evil and call it good, or you are a cursed nation. And I think that's what we're seeing manifest in the United States after 40, 50 years of this accursed behavior and materialism and drug infections and alcoholism and pornography and fornication and the redefinition of marriage. We pray for a renaissance in America, but we don't wait for it. And we don't put our love and our lot into mammon or any nation. We put it in God. So God raises up kings and he casts them down. And there are a lot of people in America and a lot of politicians and I'd say more than half of the population is eating grass like Nebuchadnezzar. They are full of madness and they've been cast out into the wilderness to eat grass and continue their madness behavior. We, the righteous, those who are born again in Christ, those of us with ears to hear and eyes to see, are seeing this. And in a sense, we're laughing about it. In a sense, we're also sort of crying about it. We're also very hurt. But at the same time, we're saying God is in charge of all things, not us. And isn't it wonderful to behold, President Trump, let's give him some positives. He's got a opportunity to put a conservative young man in a position as a judge on the Supreme Court and permanently shut the iron gate on this infectious, poisonous carbon monoxide fume of liberalism, to shut that off and stop it from coming into the American body politic. So he can put a judge in. He's also in a position now with the Congress exposing Peter Strzok and Andrew McCabe and Comey and Mueller and Rosenstein, all of these corrupt deep state agents. I think they're all going to be hung on piano wire because we're seeing in their text messages, we're seeing their arrogant, despicable condemnation of the American people, calling Americans ignorant, uneducated, smell like Walmart, a bunch of hillbillies without their teeth. That's what they're calling the American public. That's what the liberal, Democrat, elite, illuminated, godless bureaucrat believes about America. That's what they believe about flyover America and in the Bible Belt states, if you will, or the mountainous states. They believe you're a bunch of hillbilly hicks who are inbred without your teeth, and they're going to laugh about it on their text messages as they go to work for the FBI and the Department of Justice each day and get a government paycheck. That's what we're seeing now in the congressional hearings, and I encourage everybody to call their congressman and the senator and say, we're demanding that you investigate ShellGameWhistleblower.com and you include this in your investigation, because it talks about Andrew McCabe sending 4 FBI agents against Senator Dick Black, who entrapped him in another false flag activity. We'll be back after the break. Stay with us.
AJ Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Scott Bennett, Michael J. continuing on the Power Hour, and we were talking about, again, all of the deep state disintegration that's happening in Washington, D.C., with the congressional hearings where we see some of these game show hosts like Trey Gowdy and others up there asking questions. And sometimes I like what they say, and sometimes I don't. I think Trey Gowdy is something's odd and weird about that kid, because he keeps doubling down on this lie that Russia meddled in the elections, had any sort of interference operation, or was some way antagonistic and problematic and an enemy of the United States. And that's a lie. So Trey Gowdy is either stupid or he's a liar and he's trying to keep himself in the middle of the road as a conservative. I don't know. I'm unapologetic and I'm not bashful and I do not back away from the truth that Russia is not an enemy of the American people, nor is Iran. I've been to Iran. I've looked in their eyes. I've lectured to their media and to their universities and I was on state TV. And let me tell you something. Any media that puts Scott Bennett on is a pretty bold and truthful media, because I don't pull punches and I don't apologize and I sure don't take instructions from anybody. I get up and I speak what my Lord and Savior puts in my heart, and it's a miracle that I went to Iran and I was praying over Iran. I was saying Jesus is Lord. When they'd say, you know, their Islamic text, I would say God is love. So I was an ambassador for Christ to the Iranian people, and it was a miraculous experience. And I was there with people like Michael Maloof, who was on RT a lot. He's a former Pentagon analyst. Michael Maloof was there in the Pentagon during the earliest days of the 9/11 issue and the Iraq War. I like Mike. We stood together and gave many a briefing together. I call him a close friend. We also had Phil Giraldi, a CIA counterterrorism analyst. Phil Giraldi was with me in Tehran, and we gave this wonderful press conference, Mike Maloof, Phil Giraldi, and myself. We also had J. Michael Springman, who was a State Department official. And Michael Springman had been told to issue visas to al-Qaeda terrorists back in the 80s, and he said hell no, and he wrote about it. He was fired because of it. Michael Springman was there, and Peter Van Buren, who is another State Department official. So we had a lot of American whistleblowers and former American military, State Department, and intelligence officials that were all there to speak the truth. The truth that Iran is not America's enemy, that America needs to be building bridges, that we need to be stopping this anti-American agenda of pro-Zionist destruction of the Middle East. And that's what the walkaway was, that the Zionist Israeli war agenda that has been fueling the 9/11 terror wars is not what the American people and the Constitution is all about. The American people are being hurt and undermined by this Christian Zionist political Israel agenda to create this absolutely occultic, heretical, false doctrine, false gospel idea that somehow Christ is going to return when Israel builds the second temple and has a red calf and all that nonsense. And I know John Hagee and these other guys before they went crazy, and I can say they had some good. But now we're seeing a strong delusion so that they would believe a lie infecting a lot of Americans. But at the same time, it's waking up Americans like myself, like Mike, like others. We're waking up out of this Zionist Christian delusion, and we're saying no more. We're not going to be involved in regime change. We're not going to be involved in wars against Russia or wars against Iran or wars against Syria or wars against China. There's no need for it. There's no purpose. We're not being attacked. And that's where Americans are standing up. That's why Trump was elected, because he said he wasn't going to go that way either. And sadly, he's sort of buckled and bent and danced with the devil a few times by firing missiles into Syria that was totally false, and done some very stupid things, in my opinion. Now, I like him because he's better than Hillary Clinton could ever be, but we do not give him a carte blanche card to do whatever he wants, because that is what has caused us to fall into such a despicable position with regards to government and our reputation in the world. And I want to rebuild the Reagan America. I want to rebuild what we're meant to be. And it was not to be the world's policeman. It was not meant to be the world's emperor. So, Michael J., I'm going to hand it back to you to address some of these other issues.
Oh, thanks, Scott. I've said again and again that America has experienced going from Leave It to Beaver to Beavis and Butthead and beyond, from Ozzie and Harriet to Ozzy Osbourne. And now we're wanting to normalize pedophilia, transgender, Satanism, Wicca. We are in a battle for the soul of America. And Second Chronicles 7:14 speaks to God's people. It doesn't speak to heathen. It doesn't speak to people who don't name the name of Christ. But it speaks to those who need to make a decision with respect to being compromised. It says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. There are people in America right now that go to country club churches that wave or have hanging in their sanctuary the occult flag with the Star of Remphan that they say is the Star of David. David never had a star. The true symbol of Israel is the menorah. Okay, it's not a Star of Remphan, an occult satanic symbol. They want to say that the Zionists and Israel are the children of God. Well, the Word of God says different. The Word of God says that you'll know them by their fruit. Mass murderers, child sacrificers, organ harvesters, drug dealers, and Scott Bennett found out about these, the Mossad involvement with bringing drugs into America, and Scott Bennett found out about that the Mujahideen were being brought into America in the 70s and 80s, and they were, essentially, they were terrorists, and that's why that Brother Springman said, I'm not going to give visas to terrorists. The issue is, we didn't understand that then, but we do know now that Bill Clinton was involved in getting rid of the Mujahideen that became the Taliban, because the Taliban turned after they got rid of Russia out of, and that is the Soviet Union, out of Afghanistan, and they started getting rid of the drug dealers, and we sent in missiles in there to take out the Mujahideen and the Taliban because they were getting rid of the drug dealers. And then under Bush and Obama, we had the largest heroin exportation country in the world, of fields of heroin and opium coming out of Afghanistan, and it was run by something exposed in a program that Scott Bennett found out about called Deep Black. Look up Deep Black and CIA on the internet, because you'll see it's by a man named Robert Guyette reporting the fact that the Mossad and the CIA have been running drug importation operations in America, along with assassination operations with the Mossad and the CIA, and they've been running those operations for decades into America. It was happening when I was in Vietnam. It was happening then when we had, what, the opium fields, and the CIA was bringing in opium in the body cavities of dead GIs. We'll be back after this break.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? TheParamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at TheParamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese, featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.